Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, folks, Iran is what the media would call fiery but peaceful. This morning. Yeah, things are on fire. No big deal, right? Just people being a little, you know, exuberant about the end of a reign of terror. I couldn't be happier this morning seeing the Israelis without our help, according to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. We'll see if that's actually true long term. They're not going to admit to it right now after doing it. It's fine with me if we helped, but. Watching the end of the reign of terror of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as military after leader after military leader after military leader is assassinated. Israelis doing what Trump did a couple of years ago, taking out the number one military leader in the country, who is the number two leader overall after the Ayatollah in Iran. Dead. Now watch what happens here. See if the Democrats scream bloody murder. It's going to be interesting to see how far Iran goes. I mean, I thought they'd just hit the nuke sites. If they truly want to end the Iranian menace, Ayatollah's got to go. Just set those people free. They know what to do. I used to live in a very westernized democracy. It'll be really cool if that happens, but if not, the door is definitely open between the sanctions and the decimation of the Iranian guard that these people could maybe hopefully overthrow their leaders. But we'll see. We'll see. And for Trump and the Democrats, this has really huge implications. Folks, I opened the show with this, and you got to understand what's happened here, okay? Because this is a truly, truly historic 48-hour period, probably. Just two major things have happened here, okay? To understand the significance of what is happening here and what has the potential to happen, you have to go all the way back to Project Ajax. And I would encourage you, when you get to work this morning, put that in your Google machine. I don't normally tell you to use Google. It's very biased, but I want you to see that it is so acknowledged that the CIA overthrew the moderate, pro-Western, last truly elected leader of Iran, because in their infinite wisdom, being the CIA, they knew best. It was their first big color revolution. It was violent. It was bloody. It was shameful. As people have lived under an absolute dictatorship ever since. And the CIA put, it was called Operation Ajax, A-J-A-X. Look it up. It's all been declassified. It's very much part of the history books. When the CIA took it upon itself, decided that the people of Iran did not know best who to elect to run their country. And so they replaced him with this horrific dictatorial regime that we are now having all these years later to take out. It's killed so many people, brutalized so many people. So we'll see how far Israel goes. I hope they just go the whole way. Let's just wipe it off the face of the earth. Get the Khomeini out. Let these people have a country again. Leave them alone. Just leave them alone. When I say historic 48 hours, what am I talking about? There's another side of this coin. Because the reason that the Khomeini and these religious leaders and these Iranian leaders are in power and recovered from the brutality of Trump's sanctions, which had them on their knees. And I've been saying for years, this regime would have collapsed just due to street violence from Trump's sanctions had Biden not won and pumped $300 billion into it, reinflating Iran. So hopefully those poor people today have a shot at freedom, which pray for them. Do you want to see what Iran was like before Operation Ajax? Iran probably would be an ally of ours today. And I mean, not the kind of ally that they actually are to the Democrat Party, where they fund the Democrat street violence, as John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitted. But I mean, a real ally, a first world ally. Me and the kids and my husband, recent weeks, we've been going back. The kids are in awe and looking at the pictures today of women in Iran versus the pictures in the 30s and the 40s. You can't tell you're not looking at an American. American hairstyle, American clothing. You know, you look at the strip and they're shopping at stores that are modern and westernized before the CIA took all that away from them in Operation Ajax. And the bloodshed. And the destabilization that wrought. And in the last 48 hours, the other side was attacked too. What other side am I talking about? What the funding for all this? Keep these thugs in power. So what the CIA loves, their funding arm, USAID, bam! They're freaking out inside the CIA this morning, and that is a good morning for Americans in the world. Because the House passed that rescission package yesterday, barely by 2 votes, shame, but we did it anyway. Defunds NPR, PBS, and USAID, takes a quarter of their budget and rips them right out from underneath them. That is how they keep these dictatorships in power. They funnel the money through USAID. This is saying never again. No more regime change. You're not running your own foreign policy. You're not getting our troops killed by funding our enemies while they're fighting our troops. Pray, truly pray we can get it through the Senate. It'll change the world if this money is taken away from the CIA. And because that's what USAID does. They funnel the money, funnel the money, funnel the money. Prop up the dictatorships, prop up the Ayatollahs. Prop up the worst people on earth. Here's former National Security Council for Middle East Chair Robert Greenberg. Here you go.
And the worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've given $1.7 billion, the Biden-Harris administration, to the Taliban since the disastrous withdrawal in 21.
USAID.
We've given $7.9 billion to Iraq, whose militias on the government payroll have attacked U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria almost without stop on Iran's behalf. And we just approved $6 billion in U.S. cash going from accounts in Qatar to the Islamic Republic, who's responsible for all this and supports both Hezbollah and Hamas.
See what it takes? The first two there, by the way, were USAID. Taliban funded. Hamas, $2 billion funneled through USAID. No checks. Senator Tom Cotton was the one who discovered that. They just, they're handing it out to Hamas NGOs. And Hamas runs the government there. They are elected and then never allowed another election again. I mean, that's giving the money to Hamas. No checks, no controls. All USAID, Samantha Power said was, hey, are you Hamas? And they're like, us? No. Hey, can we have the money? Yeah, sure. Here you go. $2 billion after October 7th. So this is a joint attack by Congress on USAID, USAID, which funds all this stuff. One of the greatest forces for evil in the world. And Iran, one of the beneficiaries. It's a good day. It's a good day in the world. It's a good day for peace. Good day for good people. It's a good day for hope that one day Iran will take that final step and overthrow its leaders, or that Israel will do it for them. And there is teeth gnashing, screaming, wailing, probably crying, wiping tears away with rainbow flags inside the CIA this morning. Good. Good. So, folks, fingers crossed we get this rescission package through the Senate. We begin to normalize the idea, no, we do not fund our enemies when they're trying to kill our troops. No, we do not fund Islamic regimes. No, we're not going to pass another $9 million to Al-Qaeda in Syria. By the way, Al-Qaeda last few days threatened to assassinate President Trump. They can train for that in their new safe haven in Syria, which we gave them. So much evil under the Biden administration, and so good to see so much of it falling right now. So let's hope Israel goes for broke. Just end this regime. So far, they haven't touched the Ayatollah, and I hope they're not taking the tack that, well, he's a religious leader. We can't touch him now. He is the central force of evil in the Middle East, and he needs to go. He's going to meet his maker. He'll be very happy because his virgins or whatever they give him, and he can go on his way. And then we can have actual democratic elections, as 80% of the Iranian people say they want to have. That was taken from them in the 50s by the CIA. If this thing goes right, maybe they'll get it back. But I'm getting ahead of myself. It's great to see what Democrats would describe, I guess, as a fiery but mostly peaceful Iran this morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Trump is winning, y'all. So many measures of it. One of my favorite recently, Jasmine Crockett, of all people, about a week and a half ago, said this about Republicans and immigration.
Republicans were right. Democrats lost on immigration. When you look at all the polling, when you talk to people, they lost on immigration.
Yeah, they did. And now we're seeing massive majorities in Rasmussen polling, the only polling you can trust right now, agreeing with Trump on immigration. And a lot of mainstream outlets have reported this as well, particularly agreeing with Trump on the idea of getting rid of criminals, getting criminal legal immigrants out, but just deporting anybody. And the more Trump talks about it, and the more Trump does it, the more popular he gets, and the less popular Democrats get. Registering in at 27% approval. You heard that right. That's NBC. That's the liberal poll. With only 7% strong support. They're below double digits. So what do? You keep doing what you're doing, right? You're winning. But maybe not. Shock ensued yesterday when out of nowhere, Trump announced, yeah, I might let some illegal immigrants stay. I like some of them. I know what I think about it. This rocked the internet yesterday. Here's what he wrote on Truth Social. Our great farmers and people in hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good long-time workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden open borders policy are applying for these jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Changes are coming. Okay. He did not tell the folks who answer to him, any of this, they all got caught flat-footed yesterday by this. And Trump announcing that, you know, I might let illegal immigrant hotel and farm workers stay.
Our farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that.
Okay, so absolute shock ensued yesterday. But this is the opposite of what Stephen Miller's been saying. This is the opposite of what Kristi Noem has been saying.
On immigration, what made you change your mind about targeting in California farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business?
If you look today, I put out a statement today about farmers. Our farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years and they've worked great and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else. And then you're supposed to throw them out. And you know what happens? They end up hiring the people, the criminals that have come in, the murderers from prisons and everything else. So we're going to have an order on that pretty soon, I think. We can't do that to our farmers and leisure too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
Okay. What the difference is between that policy and Biden? I don't know. No idea. Lost this morning on that point. Well, after that statement, which caused shockwaves, this started trending about hotel owners, hotel CEOs who take advantage of illegal immigrant labor, which, folks, as we know, is a tax evasion scheme. You don't pay taxes on them. You don't pay taxes on them. So think Medicare, Social Security, all of that. And you leave the taxpayer with the bill and you pocket the money. It's theft. Illegal immigration is at its heart theft by employers. So it's very shocking to hear Trump talking like this. Well, this then began trending yesterday. This is J.D. Vance 7 months ago on Joe Rogan talking about exactly the same policy Trump is suddenly proposing now.
2017, 2018, when I was in the private sector, I was at a business conference dinner, and I was seated next to the CEO of one of the largest hotel chains in America. And the guy is going on and on about how much he hates Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, why do you hate Donald Trump so much? And he said, well, the reason I hate Donald Trump, he says, is because Donald Trump's border policies have cut down the number of illegal immigrants. And because I can't pay illegal immigrants under the table anymore, I have to pay American workers, and they want much higher wages. And I was like, this guy just admitted it. I was like, holy shit, this guy just admitted it.
That's a crime.
That is like straight up monopoly man evil shit that this guy admitted to. And I was like, you know, my wife, who's very apolitical, she was actually at the dinner with me. And she's like, come again? You just said you don't want Americans to get decent wages? Like,
straight up monopoly man evil starts with S, ends with T. Is how J.D. Vance described that exact policy 7 months ago. Which led to folks on our side asking all kinds of questions. You're going to put out an executive. This is essentially an amnesty for, I guess, just hotel workers and farm workers, if you've been here for a long time and your employer likes breaking the law with you. Because that's what they've been doing. Now think about this for a second, okay? What he said yesterday. This is why this is shocking. And he walked it back. That's the good news. What he's saying is, okay, first of all, folks, 94% of the farms in this country, they're corporate. So when he says farmers come to me, he means corporate. He means CEO. So what he's essentially, let me translate. CEOs came to me and admitted that they've broken the law for 20 years. But they really like the people they're breaking the law with. Keep in mind, breaking the law is not just breaking employment law. It's also breaking tax law. It's defrauding the government and then putting it the cost of the healthcare for these people, the cost of welfare programs for these people on the backs of the taxpayer. One, if you hire an American, guess what? You're paying Social Security, you're paying Medicare, you're paying all of it. So what Trump essentially said yesterday is, well, you know, some of these farm CEOs came to me and I said that they've been breaking the law for 20 years, but they really like the partners they've been breaking the law with, i.e. the illegals. So I said, you know, we got to do something about that. We just got to, you know. Really? What's the difference between that and Joe Biden? I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I can't say. A lot of folks asking overnight, okay, if you're going to codify that in an executive order, that we're going to enforce some laws, but also not others, what kind of legal precedent is that going to set? That's going to cause the courts to use that against you, and they're going to begin doing what they did after the Reagan amnesty, which is saying, well, if you do that for this group here, you got to do it for this group here. I mean, why stop at hotel workers and hospitality industry workers? I mean, we get in farm workers. I mean, we got to do restaurants. I mean, why do they get a pass? They're all calling the White House this morning. Like, hey, can I keep my illegals? I don't want to hire Americans. I hate Americans. But if I hire American, I mean, I got to pay taxes, the federal government on them. I mean, they got to pay taxes, the federal government. We can't have that. Well, it didn't go over well. And the good news is that by last night, Trump had completely reversed himself again on X. So he's now back to his prior position for now. But let me tell you what the danger is here, folks. The danger of him even having said this, even though he reversed it. Democrats just got rewarded for their violence. When Trump was winning, hands down winning, they just went, wow, he just blinked. Take to the streets again, bloodier, more violent this time. I don't know what he was thinking. But I can tell you this, he didn't tell any of his people beforehand. You should see Kristi Noem's face. She got caught flat-footed with it live on television. And don't tell me this is 4D or 5D chess. Trump knows it's not. Or he wouldn't have reversed both positions by the end of the day in two more Truth Social posts. So folks, Gotta keep up the pressure on Trump. He cannot go down this path. We're going to get more violence, more cities burning, and we're going to get a slew of lawsuits. We're going to get mass amnesty. It's not going to work. And you don't do a thing like this when you're winning. You don't. You know what day this is, Producer Tim?
Oh, yeah. Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. By the way, the only Friday the 13th this year.
Oh, it's the only one?
Yeah. Which, depending on your perspective, is probably a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. 80% of Americans say it's probably or definitely not unlucky, but the other one in five, or 20%, they're looking over their shoulder today.
Yeah. Do you believe in luck? Do you believe in Friday the 13th?
Here's the thing, okay? I do, but I also do not. Like, not formally, but I've got this, like, lizard sense that's paranoid that I can't quite control, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, I know it doesn't mean anything if a black cat crosses my path, but in the last 2 weeks, it's happened twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And does that mean anything? No, not in my logical mind, but
My mom.
You don't want to see that, right?
Yeah. My mom still X's the windshield when black cats run across the street. It's funny.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah, that's what she does. She's always done it. It's funny.
Well, here's the thing. What I'm describing, how I don't believe in that, but I'll be glad when it's over, is actually a psychological thing. Like, even if you don't think you're superstitious, right? Which I'm not. It can still mess with your head. Like, there's a name for it. It's called illusory correlation.
Really?
Yes. Which is our tendency to make connections between unrelated things. So, like, spilling coffee on yourself today on the 13th.
Yeah.
Gets blamed on, you know, an unlucky day. Oh, it's Friday the 13th.
Or the people that keep seeing the same number. I have a friend that does that, yeah.
Exactly. That exact thing.
But numbers are everywhere. So the odds of you running into that number, you know?
No, but I have that with the number, though. Like, hey, I was born on May 7th at 7:07.
Right.
In room 717.
Oh.
What do you think my favorite number is?
Seven.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah.
And I've had so many freaky coincidences with seven in my life, which I know, but still, I'll be fascinated when it happens.
Right, right.
You know? Like I have a tendency for weird things to happen to me at 7:07.
At 7:07?
I'm telling you. See, there you go. Illusory correlation.
There you go. I have one. I actually have one. Okay. I always look down at my phone and I always see 8:08.
At that time.
Yeah. Always at that time. Yeah.
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 I think I've got an internal clock for 7:07. I am forever seeing it on. Yes.
For me, it's 8:08 always.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, for what it's worth, the few studies that have looked at stuff like accidents on Friday the 13th have not found any significant trends to suggest that Friday the 13th is more dangerous than other Fridays. In fact, you're in the most danger after daylight savings time shifts because everybody's like off and tired, and that's when they have the most accidents. So,
yeah.
But anyway, happy Friday the 13th. All right, so, correlation I'm drawing right now is like, wow, Iran's at war with Israel, or Israel's at war with Iran, on Friday the 13th. Best day to launch that? Don't know, but it's going down. I think it's a good thing. Really glad to see that Iran is not stopping with the nuke sites and the enrichment sites, but they are knocking out scientists. They are wiping out the top-ranking members of the military. It's going to be very interesting this weekend because they're saying that the strikes will be ongoing. What they're going to hit next? Are they going to stop here? They're going to take out the Ayatollah. What are they going to do? They're going to free the Iranian people? Or is this just going to be limited strikes to make sure they can't reconstitute the nuke program? Look, folks, here's the thing. As recently as, in the last 24 hours, the Ayatollah was mocking them, saying, look, and that was kind of the final rule there from the, before the plane started flying. He said, look, we're going to keep enriching this. We're going to do this. This is what we're about. This is what we're doing. And bam. Okay. He thought we wouldn't do it. And by we, he means the world. And I'm sure we were involved somewhere here. I know what Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, said, that this was an Israeli operation entirely. We had nothing to do with it, but I don't believe that. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, Trump was telling people at press conferences, I was telling Benjamin Netanyahu, you can't do it, don't do it. And then, last 24 hours, Trump has been saying, hey, something's coming, see what's coming. So the implication is there. So, and yesterday Iran announced it's scaling up its nuclear enrichment activities after a censure vote from the International Atomic Energy Agency. We found out in the last week they have cheated on every single nuclear agreement that they've ever had, including cheating while they were negotiating with the Trump team. So Iran yesterday saying Tehran will begin installing hundreds of advanced centrifuges at key underground sites. They announced it. So they will not be doing that anymore. It is over. Now, the concern, of course, and this is a problem we face no matter what, but the concern is retaliation in the post-Biden era, given that he probably let half the Iranian Revolutionary Guard into this country. And who knows who else over that open border of his.
Well, so here's where the real issue, I think, of the future for all of us comes into play. Their ideology is fundamental Islam. And this has been a case for thousands of years, and Iran has never evolved or progressed to where they work things out diplomatically. You could never trust them. And so with this fundamentalism, this is the fear that I have, is that even inside the United States, the exact attack that that Israel just carried out inside the borders of Iran, with the way that our border was down for 4 years, there could be cells here that could be activated by Iran or proxies and groups that are loyal to Iran. Same thing in Israel. That's basically what happened on October 7th when Hamas went in and attacked Israel. They weren't prepared for that. And so we need to be prepared. Israel needs to be prepared for those types of attacks. And the number one way to do that is for the citizenry to be aware. And that's what's going to prevent the majority of this. But Israel is definitely on top of their game. And right now, Iran should be in panic mode because they don't even have the ability right now at this point to run operations with their proxies because they're fighting for their life.
Folks, this is a cautionary tale. At some point, you have to turn off the mainstream media. Not the media, not me. No, the mainstream media. You cannot take these people seriously. They have beclowned themselves since Trump was inaugurated. Every single thing they have predicted has not come to pass. We're going to have inflation from the tariffs, and it's going to be... Oh, it came in lower than expected. Well, on to the next story. We'll get them next time. Democrats screaming bloody murder. Spending cuts. He's cutting spending because he loves billionaires and federal spending was $37 billion higher than the same period last year, February through May. Yeah, no, I don't like to see that, but it proves the Democrats wrong. What do they say? Cutting spending, cutting spending, cutting spending, cutting spending. It's a lie. Tax revenues. Yeah, see, remember when Trump launched his attack on the institution of the IRS, limiting their ability to go after taxpayers? Why? We were going to see tax collections plummet. Oh, we collected $182 billion more. What? On to the next story. The next fear-mongering. Where should we go? Okay, how about this? Federal deficit. So it's, the tariffs are going to hurt the federal deficits. They're going to have to spend more and borrow more. It's going to be federal deficit. It's going to be bad. And terrible and... Oh, you mean for that 4 months, the federal deficit's $145 billion smaller than it was in the same 4 months? Wait a minute. We spent $37 billion more. Yes. But the federal deficit was $145 billion smaller. Yes. Well, inflation, that's going to spin out of control and it's going to be bad because tariffs and... just came in below expectations. Well, jobs. We're going to lose jobs. Tariffs and, stronger than expected. On that economy, the economy which Trump was just supposedly driving into a recession. It's now on track for 3.8% growth. What did Biden hand us? A negative 0.3% growth economy. We're going to have a recession. It was going to be awesome for Democrats and Jamie Dimon. Well, according to Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank's GDP Now forecast, 3.8% growth. So they're going to be busy this weekend, folks, inventing a new disaster that most assuredly is coming sometime because Trump did something. Don't listen to these people. All they have left is their lies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.